Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, Anti-Money Laundering and Counter-Terrorism Financing Requirements for Property Agents, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 15th of May, 2026.
We are getting tens and tens and tens of phone calls every single day about anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing requirements for property agents that are due to kick in and commence on 1 July. Now, we're 6 weeks off, okay? So there's been, you know, we've been talking AML and CTF in CPD sessions and just process now for, you know, 10 and a half months, basically. And so as we've gone through all of that, we keep seeing more information come onto AUSTRAC, who are the regulator, the Commonwealth regulator, and getting more and more confused or confounded with all of the information that is out there. It's actually a process. So let's have a really quick look at a high-level overview. So you need to enroll and register with AUSTRAC. Now, from what I'm hearing, you know, feedback from all of you who are attending CPD sessions, the majority of people are getting through that process and enrolling and registering with AUSTRAC. So that's great if you've done it. If you haven't done it, that's okay. You've got 6 weeks to go before this all kicks in. You've got a bit longer than that to register, but certainly your obligations commence on 1 July. So much better to get that enrollment and registration done as soon as possible. So what do you need to do after that? Now, there's a lot of confusion about, can we, you know, delegate this or outsource this? You, right here at the start, whilst you can get assistance and outsourcing, at the end of the day, whoever does, you know, you get that services from or get those services from, it is still the agency's responsibility to make sure that this is happening. You can't delegate or abrogate those responsibilities away from you as a property agency. You need to develop and maintain an AML CTF program, and that means you must have policies and procedures about how that fits into your system. Now, AUSTRAC have put out a starter kit for property managers. They've given loads of information out already, and you know, that's been prepared specifically with the property industry in mind. You also need, the next point here is you need to appoint a responsible compliance officer. Now, some people have nominated that as part of their enrollment and registration. Some people have nominated someone and thought, well, we'll change that down the track. So you need to think about who is the person within your organisation. Yes, most people are looking at it being the licensee in charge, or it could be a general manager, depending on the size of your business. If you're a 2 or 3 or 5 person business, then it's most likely the licensee in charge. The bigger the business, the more likely it might be a general manager or a compliance officer or, you know, a chief operating officer or somebody like that. And what is it we're doing? We're all talking about that we actually need to verify the identity of the buyers and of the sellers. So, you know, referred to as KYC or and, you know, knowing your customer and customer due diligence. So this is the CDD. So there's lots of acronyms going flying around here. Now, this verifying your buyer and seller issue, this is above and beyond the fair trading proof of ID that you need to do whenever with your vendors, with your landlords, or with anyone with whom you enter into an agency agreement. Now, odds on we'll get some changes down the track from fair trading on this, but you know, there's still part of that one that we're already doing that we've been doing for many years now in terms of proof of identity of our, with whom we sign an agency agreement, it includes proof of ownership of the property. So I'm, you know, thinking here that Fair Trading will be giving us some, you know, probably some new instructions around and some maybe changes to our supervision guidelines. So that's a sort of wait and see of what's coming there. But, you know, at this point in time, you are still doing your Fair Trading proof of ID requirements. Do not let that lapse to say, oh, we're starting the new AML CTF identity checks. They're different, different requirements. Okay. If there is something suspicious there, you'll be reporting suspicious behaviour. So you'll be looking at red flags. Those of you who've done CPD with us we've been very clear about what some of those behavioural and process red flags are, and you know what you would be looking at in terms of, you know, reporting some of these things. So, you know, they're fairly, you know, it's tough gig. It's new for you as property agents, but it's part of, you know, a worldwide approach to minimising some of the counter-terrorism financing and certainly the anti-money laundering processes that have been going on. Agencies will need to submit an annual report to AUSTRAC. So if you're sitting back, as I'm hearing some agents are, and going, yeah, forget it, you know, I'll register, I'll enroll, do all that sort of stuff, I'm not going to be submitting any suspicious managed reports, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that. AUSTRAC want property transactions to go through. They're looking for people who are doing money laundering, who are counter-terror, you know, they're actually involved in terrorism financing, you know, and they're just using the property process as part of that. So, you know, it's not about identifying you as in this process. They're actually looking at a much broader level than just, you know, you guys as property agents. So, you know, it's a bigger deal than just the one transaction that you're involved in. Now, I've been meeting with a number of the, you know, anti-money laundering CTF providers, and who are, you know, providing solutions, and we're looking at some of the ones that are being built into different platforms that agents are using, and you know, they've all got their pros and their cons in that. One company that I've been talking to is Riverstone Partners, and they have a number, they have this agency portal, and they have agency sign, they have agency AML, it's one of the solutions. They have sale funder, they have a supplier pay when you, you know, you're paying the suppliers from a marketing perspective, and you know, the big side of this is they're an agency settlements. So, you know, there's a process in here that their platform is looking at helping you from a financial perspective and running, you know, taking deposits from purchasers. And they have, because they've been doing this from a finance perspective for, you know, over six years, they have those tracks where they can be actually seeing where the money is coming from. So in terms of where a purchaser's money is coming from, it'll mean you won't need to be asking those questions. Or they'll be identifying something for you where you may need to take some more questions. But that first instance where purchasers actually aren't particularly forthcoming with their information, then, you know, you'll be, if the money's coming from, you know, for a first home buyer from, you know, the bank of mum and dad, then, you know, that'll be identified. And that's, you know, that's a low risk. Whereas if it's coming from overseas or it's coming from somewhere else, this is where we may have a suspicious matter. May or may not. It might just be if it's a suspicious matter that is identified, then you'll be lodging a suspicious matters report. So, you know, they're working on, they've been doing this for a long time, and they've got a whole of system approach here. It will link in with a number of the portals, you know, in terms of Agent Box and Realtair and some of those. Now, you know, we have to submit annual reports to AUSTRAC. So, you know, they'll be looking at, you know, somebody who hasn't submitted anything for a year, maybe more of it might be a red flag to them about how your processes are working, as opposed to red flags about, you know, some of your vendors and purchasers. Now, Riverstone are working, well, they work with a gentleman by the name of Neil Jeans. He is the co-author of the AUSTRAC starter kits. So he knows what he's talking about. He knows how this fits for real estate professionals and salespeople and property developers and buyers agents and people who are selling properties here. Okay, so he's part of this solution. He is part of why this seems like a very solid solution that we're looking at here. So, you know, that you're keeping records of this for 7 years is the new requirement. You will be undergoing independent audits every 3 years about the AML CTF. This is not about, you know, your annual trust account audits. This is a new audit system, and it is just going to be on your processes for your AML and your CTF. So this is a whole new approach. We are going to have lots more information going out next week via emails. We will put a video onto the front page, the home page of our website, And we will be organising with Riverstone to do some information. Well, it's not even an information session. It's way more than that. It is a, I guess it's actually an implementation system. So it's, as I said, it's way more than just that. It's actually, they will, these sessions, if you haven't enrolled yet, the beginning of it will help you. If you have enrolled, then click in a bit later and you'll actually go through the how to have your tailored programs for each of your offices. You'll look at how to complete a risk assessment, which is again is another requirement there. You'll look at internal AML policy statements and the structure that you'll have within your organisation. You'll look at how to train all of your salespeople and have a roadmap of where that's going to go to. So, and looking for compliance support through this. So guys, we are going to go live with all of this information and how to register for this and how to be part of this. I've spoken to a number of agents who have already been through this training program with Riverstone Partners, who are, you know, they're an incorporated law firm and they have designed this specifically for the real estate industry.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.